Jai Baba, I'm Ruzbe Bharucha speaking on cleansing remnants of past and present lifetimes.
I've told this time and again, if you believe in God, He cannot be an unjust God. So the laws of karma have to come in. If you don't believe in karma, you are believing in a God who is acting randomly. So the first basis of any explanation starts with, do you believe in God? Yes, then that God better be just. I would rather not believe in God than believe in an unjust God. In India, there is this strange fallacy that if you are suffering from pain of any kind, leprosy or anything, that means you've committed a lot of sins and that is why you're paying for it, which is sheer bullshit. Okay? We may consider ourselves to have a heritage of 5,000 years, but we are one of the most uncompassionate race going on. Anyone who can believe that someone is suffering because he's paying only for his sins, obviously is trying to make himself feel better. The aim of every master is to get you back to your divine state. What is your divine state? Your divine state is pristine, which means there is no karmic bondage. There is even no karmic gifts to be experienced. It is a state of complete nothingness. Because we come from the state of nothingness with just the divine silence, to go back, we need to reach that state of nothingness, which is divine silence. If I am in a hurry to go back to that original state of mind, but let us say I have 20 lifetimes to, you know, settle my karmic debt or experience my karmic fruits. In those 10 lifetimes, God alone knows how many more karmas I am going to create. So, I decide that hell with all this. I am going to come back here and in one lifetime finish everything that is in my book of accounts. I do not want to come back again. I love my God too much and I'm missing Him and I've been an idiot and I just want to go back. Okay? When the state of the futility of existence starts eating into your soul, the individual says, okay, now hell to it. I don't want anything more. It is at that time the individual's need to go back to his or her original state makes the individual decide that in one lifetime, I want to finish everything. So he or she takes on whatever is required for the soul's complete balancing. I will not call it cleansing. I will call it balancing. Because even if I have extraordinary good karma with me, I am not with a clean slate. So what I'm trying to tell you is if I want to go back to the state of divine silence, because only that state is going to allow me to reach back into my source, I will in one lifetime want to finish everything. Obviously, in one lifetime, if I'm taking on 10 lifetimes of karma, my life over here is not going to be a picnic. But to the outsider, he might say, this guy must have really sinned a lot. Yeah, look at the way he's suffering. Little realizing that it is not because of his sins he is suffering, it's because of his love for the providence, love to reach back to his source, that he has taken on 10 lifetimes. Whereas the other individual might take 20 lifetimes having less karma than me, because he or she is in no hurry to go back. Issues like cancer, issues like leprosy, I feel the soul is so hungry to move on. That says, pile me up. I am going to, in my state of centeredness, finish everything and go up. But the catch comes here. Once we come down, we have forgotten that this is our individual decision that has taken place. That is the time when things can go wrong. There are a lot of issues going on which randomly makes us doubt God's existence or God's state of mercy. But the fact is that it is the individual's decision to drop all baggage, good and bad, to merge with the Creator that accentuates the whole karmic buildup to be cleansed away.
Does that also include collective consciousness? Because even collective consciousness can play a big role in a person's life. For example, if somebody is born in a war-torn area, maybe he did not choose.
I'll tell you what. There is no decision that we are going through which has not come with our approval. I do not believe that God will pile up on us more than what we are spiritually ready to undertake. There are people who, if they lose 100 rupees, feel God is unjust. And there are people who are going through a thrashing, feel, you know what, if I'm going through a thrashing, my master has approved this thrashing. If my master has approved this thrashing, all is well. So eventually, how one handles the greatest of tragedies or the most pettiest of issues is going to further decide our love for our master, our karmic growth, our karmic cleansing, or our karmic entanglement. It's not easy to go through issues like cancer, it's not easy to go through bankruptcy. It's more, I think, difficult to see your loved one go through it, where you stand, you're helpless, and you know, you say, what can I do? I can't do anything. So I feel it's not just the one going through. In fact, you need really a evolved group of people around you to say, okay, you know what? If this is good for you, we are going to stand by. But because we forget things, because our state of silence goes away, that is when, you know, frustration sets in, bitterness sets in, entanglements with the mind sets in. And once entanglement with the mind sets in, it's a lost cause. It's only when you go back to silence when any kind of healing can take place. If you're not in silence, you can get the best doctors, you're not going to be healed. You need to go back to silence. Silence is a state of calmness. It's a state of, I know my God is there. He and I, she and I are going to handle it together. But saying all this, only that family knows what it is going through. It is easy to talk spirituality when your loved one is dying, it's in pain, when you're bankrupt trying to keep your loved one alive. All I can say is, you know, go within, get calm. There is a greater chance of standing up to the issue, there is a greater chance of going through the issue in a much better way, calmly, than through agitation. That is all. I think that would be a practical way to do it. If you are going through a landmine, it is better that you are calm, breathing in a state of silence, than you are like a bull in a china shop. So it's not only a spiritual thing, I think it is a more rational and practical thing to do, that you be calm. And theek hai, you know what, if you are going to get thrashed, at least you are going to undergo the entire thing with dignity. You're going to look at the issue in the eye and say, you know what, my God is greater than you. And even if I fall down, even if I succumb to it, I'm going to do it with class. I will not undignify myself or my God. This is whether you believe in karma, this is whether you believe in all the nonsense I'm talking, it's immaterial. The fact of the matter is, whether you believe in God or not also, the fact of the matter is, let's try and live each moment with dignity. I think we owe it to ourselves more than anybody else. You know, when you are down and out, when you die, you can look back and say, I got a thrashing of my life, but I dealt with it with dignity. I think that is important.